Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Lily. How can I help today?
Yes, Lily. I have some concerns about my reviews on Square One Gutters and Roofing.
Okay, let me go ahead and pull up the account here. It'll just be a moment. And what is the business phone number, please?
It should be mine. It might be under my brother. It depends on how you're looking it up. My phone number, try it, because I'm the one that initially onboarded with you guys. It's 931-267-3171.
Thank you so much. It'll just be another moment. Let's
see. I actually have two orders of business with you.
Gotcha. Okay. I found an account for Square One Gutters and Roofing for Andrew. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's
okay.
Me.
Okay, perfect. Let's see here. What concerns do you have regarding your reviews?
Okay. The reviews, as I'm looking at them on my dashboard.
Uh-huh.
So every one of the reviews that I'm looking at has a red not responded flag on every one of them. And we have personally responded to every one of these reviews. So I am quite curious why that is the way it is.
Interesting. Okay, let me log in and check to see what I can find. I will be right back on the line with you here. Okay, Andrew?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. One moment. Okay, thank you so much for your patience, Andrew. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So just to confirm, where you're seeing the red sign, is that on your Local Splash dashboard, or are you looking at your Google profile itself?
No, I'm looking at my Local Splash dashboard on my app.
Gotcha. Okay, yes. I wanted to just confirm because you're right. Out on the actual Google profile, there is a response for all of them, but it's not showing on your client dashboard. So I'm going to go ahead and bring that up to tech so they can fix that right away. I actually haven't seen this happen, so it might just be a new issue that we have today. But we'll get this fixed for you. As soon as it's linked and working properly, I will make sure to follow up with you. I'm hoping no more than 24 hours, if that'll be okay with you.
Well, that'll be fine, but let me raise another issue.
Sure.
And this is a the reason. Well, let me tell you what's going on first. Yesterday, we changed our number on our Google Business profile back to my brother's phone number. We did abandon the call tracking number, and I understand that limits you guys to some of your abilities to. Completely alleviates your ability to do the call tracking. But we are in the midst of doing some website modifications, and we have a new website host. a company called One Local that is redoing our website. So we're undergoing some changes right now, but we are pretty green in this technological world here. We are construction experts, and we have been for 35 years. But we are not really tech savvy, and we're trying to go with some companies, trying some new things to see what we can do to try to be at the top of the page for folks trying to find local roofing companies, gutter companies, et cetera. So through the last 2 years, we've learned quite a bit, just enough to be a little bit dangerous. But we have valid reasons for changing that Google Business profile phone number. We know that Google likes consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And it is inconsistent for us to have our Google Business profile showing the call tracking number that you guys assigned to our account. I understand the reasoning and the logic in doing so, but it also is kind of hindering us a little bit, I believe, due to professional intelligence. We have been informed that having a different phone number on our Google Business profile, aka the call tracking number from Local Splash, versus where you go to our website and it displays two totally different numbers for me, Andy Justice, co-owner, it shows my cell phone number. And then it also shows my brother, Ronnie, the other co-owner, shows his cell phone number. Everywhere on our website, it shows my phone number and my brother Ronnie's phone numbers. He handles the gutters. I handle the roofing. We both handle the siding. So we felt it was best to go ahead and change our Google Business profile phone number to my brother Ronnie's cell phone number. That way it's at least consistent with our website.
Okay, gotcha. And I see where you're coming from. I see that you're working with One Local, but I just want you to be aware that the majority of our clients will not work with two SEO companies at once, and it simply is because when we're both working on the Google profile, if changes are made, we don't know. For example, if that company logs in right now and makes a change to your phone number, then we're going to be alerted if there is a re-verification needed or if it becomes suspended and we need to, you know, resubmit documentation. If we're both working on that at the same time, it can cause some major issues with Google. That's the one first thing I wanted to mention. Second of all, I never want to talk down on a company, but they don't have the partnership with Google that we do. The call tracking numbers are very good for optimization. They will not hinder your presence on Google. Actually, Google suggests that we add, if you do, you have two business phone numbers, like in your case, you do one phone number for roofing, one for the other service, then Google suggests that you even add this, you know, two phone numbers to the website. And we can do that with the Google profile. We can list a secondary number, but it's not a bad thing to have a call tracking number. So I just want to make that clear. Of course, it always will be up to you, but what we do here, we take directly from Google, our training, the partnership we have with them.
So you're saying essentially that it does not hinder our stance with Google to have a different call tracking number on our Google Business profile than what we have on our website.
Correct. As long as they are both on there, it will not hinder the no.
Right. So you're saying we would have to put the call tracking number on our website.
Yeah, that's what we usually suggest because that we understand that there are businesses that have different phone numbers, different lines, and they all need to be added. But call tracking will not hinder that at all. Actually, growing companies.
Here's the conflict. I'm trying to shorten this up a little bit. I know what you're saying. I do. I truly do. But here's the hindrance. Whenever we can only really have one number. I know there's a secondary phone line and it is my phone number on our Google Business profile right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what concerns me is that how do we put that, if we can only have one Google Business Profile number on our Google Business Profile, how can we put only one phone number on our website like that?
Well,
it's terribly confusing because I'm hearing one thing from you guys and then I'm hearing a different thing from one local. And
yeah.
it's not jiving. So I'm not saying you're wrong, but what I'm saying is they're doing services for us that y'all are not. I don't think y'all are hosting and controlling our website, and I didn't think that you did do that.
No, we actually optimize your Google profile. That's what I'm referring to, the Google listing itself. I know that we are promoting the website that you, looks like you had someone create the one we have. We're promoting for you right now, right? Someone else, not us. So we're promoting that, but we can always, create you a website. That's, there's no extra cost for that. That's something that we can, offer. It could be completely customizable. You can even add payment systems, chat features, things like that. But yes, though we are optimizing your Google profile, I can see we have access. One local has access. You have access. Essentially, you don't need two companies to do the same thing for you, to be completely honest, Andrew. It's actually not very beneficial most of the times when that happens. We do have clients that will have two companies because that's what they decide, but it's not a great situation when things like phone numbers are changed or even
understood.
The same. Yeah, it can cause
understood. Let me ask you a simple question.
Sure.
Is there something that one local is doing for us that you guys could not offer for us?
Absolutely not. No.
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 So there is no need to have one local and Google Splash or local Splash. Excuse me.
Correct. Yes. That's correct.
All right. What is your name and extension? I need to do some work today because we are tired of not knowing what's this beast of technology and our website and the commingling with our Google Business Profile.
Yeah.
We just want to be straight, and we have wasted countless dollars on empty promises from so many different places. We stayed with Surefire Local for the majority of 2 years and wasted $30,000 because they did not do jack squat for us. There was the leads weren't coming in, the phones aren't ringing, and we think there is something wrong. We've been in business longer than any of our other competitors in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
In Putnam County, Tennessee. We've been in business for 35 years, and they are kicking our butts, excuse my expression, they are kicking our butts on search engines, and we're never at the top of the page. Now, we pull up pretty strong for gutters. If you're searching for a gutter company in my area or any of our service areas, we will pull up in the top. On the page, top of the page, top three, Square One Gutters and Roofing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to roofing, and this is what we've been trying to resolve for 2 years, we understand that the organics is very important with reviews and responding to reviews, so we're trying to build that currently.
Yes.
That is one place that our competitors are beating us, but we think it is merely impossible that just getting the reviews from a couple of these newer roofing companies that have barely become established in our area, how they are kicking our tail on these local searches.
Mm-hmm.
How can that be? If the companies that we're hiring to do this for us, why is it that there has been no fruit whatsoever? If you look for a roofing company in Cookeville, Tennessee, we're like 20. We're like down on like the 20th company when we know for a fact we're in the top three, if not five, just to take a little bit away from us to be on the whatever side of this here.
Mm-hmm.
We know we are. We used to be top three. There were three big boys, Shelton's Roofing, Allen's Roofing, and Square One Gutters and Roofing. We dominated this market for years. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, Henry Brothers Roofing, Richer Roofing, move in, powerful, strong SEO. They're just throwing dollars and dollars and dollars at this. But now somehow we're down to number 20 because we have had a lot of competition come in. And mm-hmm. we are just trying to solve this very simple problem of how do we get back to the top? And everybody, everything that everybody's told us, and I want you to take this with a grain of salt, please.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I listened to the lady that originally called me from Local Splash, and everything she said made sense, and it was going to drive us up the page, you know, the going to take a little while, a few months maybe to start really seeing the fruits. Mm-hmm. But we have heard that from House Call Pro 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Then Surefire Local. And then some other company here local. And then Local Splash. And then one local. We've terminated Surefire Local. But it sounds like we're just...
Yeah.
I don't want to say a bad expression, but farting in the wind, so to speak. I mean,
yeah.
It's just blowing back on us. And no progress is getting made on the roofing side of things. It is such a simple problem we are trying to solve, is how do we get back to the top of the roofing industry, because that is a hugely profitable part of our business, and we are feeling the effects.
Yes.
It looks like we are chumps online compared to some of these guys that have just moved in here within the last few years.
Gotcha. Well, we, with our optimization, we get everything directly from our Google partnership, the training we get from them. But looking at your account, and I do know that you hear that from every SEO company, that it will take a little bit of time and they'll get you there. But again, we use Google's strategies and guidelines to optimize. With that said, I'm looking at the account you have been with us about 2 months now. When I'm typing in roofing contractor in Cookeville, I am seeing you in about position number 13 now. So it's come up a little bit. It's not at the top where we'd like to see it. Our goal is, of course, always to see you in number one, and that's what we're going to continue to do. But I am seeing it's starting to move up. You're in about position number 13
well,
right now.
Well, thank you. We are, and that yes. We knew we were starting to climb a little bit, but
mm-hmm.
here's what we are locked into right mm-hmm. now. We didn't realize we were in a one-year contract with a company called Real Work Labs that does some SEM for us. They create job files, and it's on our website, and you can go to this cool little map if somebody's looking for a local roofing company or a gutter company, and they can click on this little pin, and it pulls up, you know, like a neighbor's job that we did, and it'll have all of our pictures from that job site right there in a nice, neat little file for them to look at. But when we called in the other day to trim the fat, we fired Surefire Local when we decided to do business with one local, and we were also calling Real Work Labs to terminate them as well. And just to be honest, we were calling Local Splash to terminate business there as well, because it's like we got money just pouring out of four different orifices and it's only hurting us. So we need to stick with one and be done. But yeah. I need to know for sure that Local Splash is that company. Or to be honest with you, the only reason we're really still with you is because of the 3-month trial and not trial, but the payout mm-hmm. that we would have to pay to discontinue our contract. There's like a $500 buyout. And the numbers just made more sense. When I called to cancel, you guys said it'd basically be just about the same amount of money if you just stayed on board with us for the next few months, and then that termination fee drops.
Exactly.
And you don't have to pay that termination fee. So I know you're going to go to bat for Local Splash and say that, you know, you should stick with us and give us a chance to make this happen. I need some serious confidence that it is you guys that we are going to go with only, or if we're going to go ahead and terminate with you guys and terminate with Real Work Labs and stick with one local, if we believe that one local is the company that can do it all for us the best. But you seemed very confident when you said mm-hmm. one local does not have as strong and powerful of a relationship with Google as you guys do.
Right. Correct, yeah. And we have our badges and our certifications to prove that partnership with Google. They will not be able to provide that because they don't have that partnership, unfortunately. But, you know, like I said, I'm not trying to talk negative. I'm just saying that we are experts in what we do here at Local Splash. And we always have options. You know, we understand that sometimes when you try multiple companies, you don't know who to trust. But, you know, if you ever really just want to go with someone else to give them a try, we can always put your account on hold. We can check options as far as lowering your payment that now that your early termination fee has been paid. You know, there's always options as far as what we can do for you. I would definitely stick with us on at least the next few months. And I say that because your placement is visibly moving up. But, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, we can always offer a hold, or if we need to, you know, make billing extensions, we can do that. We always like to work with okay. our clients to really have that time to build the presence and show what we can do for your business, you know, at the end of the day.
Understood. Thank you very much for that explanation. And
absolutely.
Let me ask you just real quick.
Sure.
It doesn't mean that we're going to terminate with you, but at what date does that termination fee fall off? I know it's got to be getting close. I think it was a 3-month marker from the beginning that we
yes.
needed to do business with you guys before we got rid of the termination fee. Can you see what that date of origination is that we formally started doing business with you guys? I would have thought it started the day I made payment first, but.
Yeah, so you started the payment, your first payment was on the 31st of December of 2025, and you have already paid off that fee since the 31st of March, actually just yesterday.
Okay.
So that already fell off. There is no more early termination fee on your account.
Gotcha. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So as of right now, we need to, me and my brother are going to put our heads together. I will get back in touch. Would you like me to get back in touch with you, or does it matter? Do I need to start fresh with someone else?
No, you can. Yeah, you can always ask for me directly. My name's Lily, and my extension is 587, in case you'd like to speak with me. But if I'm not available, anybody else will be able to help you as well. And I'll make sure to leave very clear notes on your account so you don't have to repeat yourself.
Thank you.
You know, with anyone
Thank
else.
You, Lily.
Absolutely.
I do appreciate it. As you will see as of right now, that Google Business Profile number is showing my brother's cell phone, and we are going to leave that as it is. So, unfortunately,
okay.
there's going to be a lag here where y'all are not going to be able to do the call tracking.
Okay.
And we understand that. We understand that will have slightly adverse effects for us. You know, we're not going to be able to see the full fruits of what we're paying for, but
mm-hmm.
it sounds like to me, and let me just ask this last question.
Uh-huh.
If we were to terminate everyone else,
mm-hmm.
One Local and Real Work Labs, and stick with Google Splash, or Local Splash, I'm sorry, I keep
uh-huh.
saying that.
It's okay.
Stick with Local Splash. It seems to me that we're paying you guys a pretty low amount to be able to handle all these other services that Real Work Labs and One Local are offering. I think One Local is like $8.99 a month, and I think Real Work Labs is really close to that as well, and I think if I'm not mistaken, we're only paying you guys like $3.99 a month.
Gotcha.
That right?
That's correct. Yes. I'm actually
so
curious.
We would have to up the ante to a bigger package to get you guys to do all these other services and run Google Guarantee and LSA certified ads. Is that correct? We would
yeah.
have to get a higher package. Is that right?
Well, yes. If you'd like to include Google Verified, we can add that to your package. And, yes, it would be a higher spending at that point, but we can always add that to your account as well. And that's why I mentioned
you
I'm
know,
a little
so –
mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I will say that I did think that we were – like that was the big, you know, dinger when I was first talking with Nadine,
mm-hmm.
is that you guys were – that we would show up as Google Guaranteed by simply doing business with you guys. Like, I never heard that, to be Google Guaranteed, you're going to have to pay more. I did not hear that. I thought, hey, for $3.99 a month, this Google Guarantee sounds relevant and you guys offer some pretty good stuff, let's try it out. You know, let's see if the SEO is going to do it, the Facebook campaign, marketing, yada, yada. So are you telling me right now that we are or are not considered Google guaranteed?
Well, okay. Meaning, if you have a Google guaranteed campaign, you know, outside of Local Splash, then of course you're Google guaranteed, but you don't have that product here with us. So all I'm saying is you could be Google verified, Google guaranteed, but you don't have that account with us. So if you wanted us, for example, if you already have a Google verified campaign and you have, you know, ownership of it, then we can even manage that for you. And, you know, the payment system would be different because you wouldn't be paying Local Splash per lead. You'd be paying out of your own pocket, right? So you, at the end of the day, you would only be paying.
That's what Google guaranteed is. Basically, these LSA ads are what makes you Google guaranteed.
Yes, exactly. The local service ads.
Okay.
Yeah, LSA.
I understand now. So one local currently is, We've agreed to sign up with $1,000 budget just to get our ears wet with this LSA so we could become Google guaranteed, I'm assuming is what the whole science of that was.
Gotcha.
All right, I have a lot to process, Ms. Lily.
Okay.
And thank you very much. Thank you for reassuring me that our reviews have been responded to, and thank you for sharing with me about the phone number not having a negative impact on us. Should we decide to go back to that call tracking number on our Google Business profile, we would just need to add that number to our website.
Yes, exactly. And I just wanted to double check with you because you said you already changed it on the Google profile. Does that sound correct?
Yes, yesterday we did that so we could be fluent, so it could be consistent. We thought that was the right move with the advice of one local that our Google Business profile phone number needs to be the same, that it's basically imperative that it be the same as the phone number on our website so Google can not be confused and be like, oh, yeah, okay, Google Business profile and their website, this is all one same number. This company is legit,
yeah,
and this is not confusing. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, no worries. We can always add, you know, that call tracking number later to your website if need be. But I just wanted to confirm because I'm still seeing the call tracking number on there, the one ending in 9815. I'm not seeing the phone number ending in 3171. Is that the one you wanted listed on your Google
profile? No, I'm considered the secondary phone number.
Okay, gotcha.
And my brother's 931-510-8680. We just assigned that as the main call number on our Google Business profile yesterday. It hasn't even been 24 hours, so maybe it takes a minute for that to regenerate.
Usually, if it goes live right away, I'll ask for the update for you. I'll make sure it's done through us because just in case, so usually when we enter the new phone number, it goes live within 10 minutes unless Google will say, you know, we need to verify this listing for the new phone number. I don't see anything pending and I don't see that the number has changed. So, if you'd like, I can just double check with our Google contact team and make sure that the number that you want on there will be published successfully. I just don't want to leave it as it is and have that call tracking number there when you.
Yeah, I would like to see what it's showing right now without making any changes.
Okay.
Tell me what it is actually showing, what's legit right now.
Yeah, so right now on the Google profile itself, it's still showing the number ending in 9815, which is our call tracking number.
All right, what is that whole phone number? Can you
sure,
read it to me?
Of course, 931-345-9815.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And
Thank you, Lily.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm sorry, just one more question. Did you want me to go ahead and just double check that your brother's line is on there versus the one that's there, or did you want to just wait for it to update?
No, I thought you just did. I thought you did just verify. The only change we made yesterday was we made my brother's phone number the primary Google Business profile phone number. That was the goal. That was what we got walked through on with one local. She was like, all right, let me show you how to change it. It's real simple. You can do it yourself, but I'll just walk you through it. Bam, walked it through us. We got into our Google Business profile. We edited it, saved it, bam. And you're telling me now that it's not been changed. That is alarming.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that, but I'll make sure to take care of that change. Can I just have you confirm the phone number one more time to make sure I don't get it wrong? Your brother's phone number? The one
don't,
that should be
don't,
on there.
Don't change it. Don't
okay.
change it. I want to see it.
It
right now because I want to be able to call one local and
yeah.
say, hey, we might need to reconsider this whole investment here because this is just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay, well...
it started sounding
yeah.
like yesterday. We've already had three meetings with them, and yesterday's meeting, they started talking about, you know, a lot of things that we needed to do
mm-hmm.
on our end, and we were like, hey, man, we were very upfront and vocal from the very beginning that we are trying to hire a company that will manage this for us.
Exactly.
We're not on our computers and logging in and all that stuff every day. Sure, we can get review requests and respond to reviews, but as far as we're concerned, we want that to be like the only part we really have to do.
Exactly.
Like that's why we're paying thousands of dollars. Somebody can do all this back page stuff for us.
Exactly.
We're not sitting at a desk with a computer every day.
Yeah.
Keeping track of everything. So.
Exactly.
But everybody starts out the same, saying that, oh, yeah, we're going to handle all this for you. We're going to handle all this for you. And then when we do the onboarding, there's all these questions, and you figure it out. And by the time you're done with even the onboarding, you're confused with, like,
yeah.
what the hell are we doing?
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's one thing that it sounded a little confusing to me when you said that they asked you to log in and make the change. And the reason I say that is because we would much better prefer to do it ourselves, since that can cause a re-verification or even a suspension if you happen to enter
well,
the number wrong.
Well, that is kind of their campaign, is that they use a lot of AI, and at any time that our website is looking weird or we want to change a picture or we want to change the formatting or the coloration or the way something is reading, you know, like a paragraph on our website that's not reading fluently that we mm-hmm. feel like is best representing us, that there is a dashboard that we can log into and make simple edits ourselves without having to call in and have a meeting and do all that jazz. So that is like one of their claims to fame, is that their platform allows you to do simple and effective edits. And it could be as simple as changing the font and the colors
mm-hmm.
on your website. I mean, just simple stuff like that. It may read like they started out and had a miscommunication, and it said, your local Murfreesboro Roofing Company. Well, that's 80 miles away from us. We're not a local Murfreesboro company.
Right.
But the lady said, well, we did that because we wanted to show you how easy that is to change, and that is something that you guys could even log into and do. But we can't even do those edits right now because not enough time has went by yet for us to be fully loaded and locked in and ready to make those edits. So we are a little frustrated
mm-hmm.
about that.
Yeah,
the lady that's been doing these meetings with us, she did go in and change that and said, look, this is all I got to do. Your local Cookeville roofing experts, not Murfreesboro. And we were like, okay, yeah, that was nice. That wasn't magic, but that was what we needed it to say. And she was like, right, I'm just showing you, illustrating that this is something simple that you guys can do. Occasionally look at your website, and if something's not posting or showing the way you think it should, you basically can tap, click, change the wording, save it, and boom. Usually that effect, that change, just takes a matter of a few hours or whatever, or maybe even 24 hours to go into effect, to where your website is polished, more or less.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean...
So that's their claim to fame, and really, it's not enough for me, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I hear you. The website that we create, we have the same option. I mean, you can always log in and make changes yourself, but that's only if you like to be hands-on. We understand that most of our clients are busy with their business, and we'd rather just make the wording correct from the beginning, and if any changes need to be made, we can make them for you. We're more than happy to do that. It's actually better because, you know, we want to be in control of what's being published out there and make sure nothing gets suspended or flagged for re-verification. So I understand, but yeah, I mean, just be very careful. I'm not going to touch the phone number. I'm going to leave it as it is, you know, so you can speak with them about that. But if it's okay with you, Andrew, I will also follow up with you tomorrow just to make sure everything is in line and in order and we have the correct number displaying so that there's no issues with your Google profile, if that'll be okay.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, absolutely. And in the meantime, I'm already working to get those responses to your reviews showing on your client dashboard. It looks like it is a little bit of a tech issue we have here, but nothing that we can fix very quickly. So as soon as that's resolved, I will also follow up with you within that 24-hour time frame.
And you're going to follow up with me on that, what, the review thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will follow up with you. Cool. I would see no later than tomorrow.
Stuff,
yeah, that's okay. No, not a problem. Take your time.
All right. All right. Well, thank you very much, Lily.
Okay.
We'll
you're welcome.
Later.
All right. You have a wonderful day, Andrew. Oh, you too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.